We were talking about our van troubles, and then we came out, and it's like, oh, the van's not here anymore.
The band Wilderness of Manitoba has barely been around long enough to have a van, let alone get it towed. But with their heavenly vocal harmonies, they sound like they've been together since birth. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Cordy O'Connell. Canadian band The Wilderness of Manitoba is a self-described chamber folk quintet. They formed last year after loosely playing together in late-night sessions at the home of two of the band's members in Toronto. Along with such instruments as banjo, cello, mandolin, and guitar, the group vocals of The Wilderness of Manitoba float gently on a cloud of songs that might make you consider heading up north for a long, cozy winter. They released their debut album in May called When You Left the Fire, and to celebrate, we headed to MSR Studios, where an audience of WFUV marquee members got to enjoy a live performance by the band. In between sets, they chatted with Rita Houston on stage about some of their instruments.
Among the instrumentation are the song bowls. That's what you call them, right?
Tibetan singing bowls,
which are just gorgeous. Of course, we've heard a banjo and a cello and a uke. And so I just am picturing your house in Toronto with the various cats in the studio and stuff, but just packed with instruments and vintage instruments. Is that really your passion?
Yeah, and cats are instruments too. I mean, you know, they have a mind of their own, and you know, if they make noises, like one time one of the cats crawled across the piano and played
Garfunkel
a whole bunch of
January 13th and the track name.
And Scott recorded it on his loop station and named it January 13th, what the date was, and yeah, it was a really neat sound. Hopefully we can make use of that next record.
He was just a servant in the kingdom. Place of birth where someday he would fall was laid to rest upon a bloody Sunday. Heard inside the empty palace walls.
Thing is a whole other ball of wax. I mean, that really, and that's not always so easy to pull off, too.
Oh, and we argue over parts all the time.
get off my note.
Yeah, and well, and there's a lot of, we do a lot of swimming in and out. Like, when you get into three-part or a two-part, or in our case, a lot of the time, four-part, there's a lot of note matching going on, but it's who can dip when. And who sounds better dipping when, because the colors of the voices have a blend. So it's like, well, maybe Scott sounds better singing that than I do, or maybe Melissa. Like, that's just how we kind of operate. And we do have a little bit of a choir. Like, Stefan's a bass, and Scott's baritone tenor, I'm baritone tenor, and Melissa's clearly alt mezzo. So Sean's a percussionist.
The drummer jokes. Here come the drummer jokes.
Wilderness of Manitoba in a live performance of Orono Park, and before that, St. Petersburg. Both songs appear on their new album, When You Left the Fire. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.